Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodam of Klal Samach Vav, and we're discussing the halachas of chinuch for the purpose of tznius. I want to clarify one point, that a daughter vis-a-vis a father, so the Bir Halacha says at the beginning of Siman Ayin Hey, that even though we have a rule that tefach, megula b'isha is considered erva in regards to davarship, kedusha, etc., for a father, the age where that kicks in is when a girl turns 11 years old. So a girl under the age of 11, in the presence of the father, where part of her is uncovered, which normally would be problematic, for other men would be problematic, but for the father it's not problematic until the age of 11 years old. Okay, so we want to talk about Kol B'Isha Erba and the halachas of Yichud. Also want to clarify the halachas. We mentioned that Mikra Din, a child boy, doesn't have the concerns of a woman, doesn't have the concerns of being uncovered or not properly clad in front of a boy until the boy has reached a certain age. However, the Poskim raised the following question, that even though that's true Mikra Adin, we have to be concerned that the visions that the young man sees go into his memory banks. And when he gets older, it's inappropriate that he should have such memories. And therefore, they suggest, in a case where you have a woman swim, and the woman wants to bring her son with her, that it's not appropriate to bring the boys over the age of 3 years old, because after that age, they're old enough to really sort of understand what they're seeing, even though there's not going to be any hisaris and hearing because of it. So you don't have a problem which is in the immediate now, but because of that being some type of idea which will remain in their zikaron when they get older, that is not appropriate to do. So this is the Chazon Ish says this idea, and it's quoted in his brother-in-law Sefer, or grandson Sefer Imre Yosher. He quotes this from the Chazon Ish. Okay. And the Sefer Archos Rabbeinu, they also write that the Chazon Ish pointed this out. Now, in regards to a girl, so up to the age of 5 or 6, we can bring the girl to the Chayf Nifrad when the men are there. Again, this is a concern beside the men vis-a-vis the girl. Beside the girl vis-a-vis the men, the man is not fully, there's not elements of erva involved in the men's being undressed the way they are when they swim, and therefore it's not a concern of the girl seeing that. And that would be problematic. Okay. There is a law in the Torah of those that a man cannot wear women's clothing and a woman cannot wear man's clothing. So this is a law in the Torah, so the halachas of Sfiya B'Yadayim would apply. You cannot actively dress a child in clothing which is clearly for the other gender, even from a young age, because that would be you're actively feeding the child to do a maisa, which is the Torah asers. The definition of what's considered boys' clothing versus girls' clothing, it depends on the culture where you live. But whatever the accepted culture is in that place, the definition of the types of clothing, etc., one should not put boys' clothing on girls and girls' clothing on boys. There are many things which are not really, there's certain types of coats and those type of things, sweaters, which can be used for boys and girls, and that's not a problem. But something which is uniquely feminine or masculine for children, one should not put on the child of the other gender. So you do want to talk about the lachas of Shira, but we don't want to touch on the lachas of Yichud. So let's at least start the process of discussing the lachas of Yichud. So the age where their potential Yisurim of Yichud apply, so we have a scenario where a male adult is in a potential Yichud situation with a girl, or a female adult is in a potential Yichud situation with a boy. You also could have a scenario where you have two children. So in regards to the situation where there are children, the boy is not bar mitzvah yet, and the girl is not bas mitzvah yet. The Poskim are makel on that they do not consider that a situation of yichud. But once you have a girl which is over the age of bas mitzvah, or you have a boy who's over the age of bar mitzvah, they have the lachas of yichud vis-a-vis the people that they're going to be with. So if you have a babysitter girl who's 12 years old babysitting for boys who are under bar mitzvah, she has the lachas of yichud because she's already considered a gedola. And vice versa, if you would have a babysitting boy who's 13 years old, he's a bar mitzvah already, babysitting for girls, he's going to have the lachas of yichud with these girls, at whatever age that's going to be, which we will clarify that best Hashem in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.